So we can, you want to start? Did you want to start? Go ahead. We're ready? Okay. We can recess if he's not here by the time we start something out. We can do the that way. Okay. Mr. Finley, you want to start us with a prayer?
Heavenly Father, as we come to you today again, we want to thank you and praise you. We recognize you as the maker of the universe, and yet we know that you love us. And since your son died upon a cross for us, we thank you for that and praise you again. We pray, God, that today you would give each and every one of us wisdom to make decisions that be pleasing to you. And we pray especially for a commission that they make wise decisions today. Pray for our other governments, the state and the federal governments, and lift them up to you, God. And we know that they need wisdom in a great and mighty way. We pray that you send that. Pray for those that might need your helping and healing hand, your comforting hand, and probably each in this audience think of someone that might fall into that category. Just pray, God, that you'd be with them. Lift them up and pray that you would just touch them and touch their hearts. And we thank you again for the blessings you pour out upon us, and we thank you for being able to be here and praise you. These things we ask in your son's name.
Amen. Mrs. White, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm going to call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, January 29th, 2018, 9:03 a.m. Do we have any commission remarks? Taney County Employee Service Awards. I got a pile of them. How do you want to?
Go down front there. Kelly Nigel, with the Sheriff's Department. I believe that's the new sheriff.
Yep.
5 years of service. Ramona Coe, 5 years of service. Thank you for your service. Rhonda Mann. 5 years of service. Shannon Kelly, 5 years of service. Thank you. Todd Clifford, 5 years of service. Angela Edwards,
10 years of service. Thank you. I know the Sheriff's Department, Carl Pride, 10 years of service. Carlos Smits, 10 years of service. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jeff Merrill, 10 years of service.
Guess you're around 10.
I was going to say it's been longer than 10, hasn't it?
You've been 11.
Thank you for your service.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Sarah Case, 10 years of service. Thank you. Scott Dyer, 10 years of service. Sean McKinley, 10 years of service. Bridget Collins, 15 years of service. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bridget.
Deborah Stifler, 15 years of service. Jeff Manna, 15 years of service. Robert Steyerwald, 15 years of service. And Dan Luttrell, 20 years of service. Michael Cole, 20 years of service. Roberta Clayton, 20 years of service. Thank you.
Thank you.
Melanie Smith, 25 years of service. Jimmy Russell, 25 years of service.
Seems like it's only yesterday.
Hey, Mike, can you hold on a
minute?
Hey. You're copy, Matt.
Thanks,
Jim. Thank you.
Sure.
She's sick today. I have her off the top of the flu, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We got it at home, too. I haven't heard about it at home. It's the chest.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you don't.
No, yeah.
I do.
See you later.
There's that's Jimmy's.
Chuck, is Rhonda here? Rhonda Mann, is she here?
Yep.
She has a board here.
I see her. And Amy Sorensen.
And Amy Sorensen also.
I'll leave those two on.
He called you back in here. You're good to go.
We're good.
You're good.
Yeah.
I didn't.
I'm slow. Approval of accounts payable. Is there any need to
make a motion to approve accounts payable check number 448240 through 448331, 416931 through 6933, and one journal entry.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes.
Approve previous meeting minutes, January 16th, 2018, January 18th, 2018, and January 22nd, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Approve the executive meeting minutes for January 18th, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements. Robert and Barbara Strand is the first one.
Are these all in the same area?
Yes. Box Elder and Hedge Pack. Boy Highway.
I think I voted against taking these roads in, so I'll let you guys.
Okay.
What's that?
Can I see them?
We have seven properties there.
Yes.
I've got that. Just want to see that.
Motion to approve the agreement between for permanent perpetual easement of right-of-way between, and I had trouble this morning, sorry, Robert and Barbara Strand and Taney County.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Motion carries. We have grant of permanent perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for the construction of public road improvements. And the owner's Jeff Wood.
Motion to approve the grant of perpetual easement of right-of-way for public road purposes and construction between Jeff Wood and Taney County.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Motion carries. Grant of perpetual permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements. And the owners are Gregory and Mary Denny.
Make a motion to approve the grant permanent and perpetual easement of the right-of-way for road construction, for road purposes, temporary construction between Gregory and Mary Denny and Taney County.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Motion carries. Grant of permanent perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements with the owner Carolyn McCauley.
Motion to approve the grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction between Carolyn McCauley and Taney County.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Motion carries. Grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for the construction of road improvements. And the owners are Chad and Yvette Cassidy.
Motion to approve the grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction between Chad and Yvette Cassidy in Taney County.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Motion carries. Grant of permanent perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for the construction of public road improvements for the owner of Charles Turner.
Motion to grant permanent perpetual easement right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary road construction between Charles L. Turner and Taney County.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Motion carries. Grant a permanent perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for the construction of public road improvements. And the owner is Brandy Weibel.
Motion to approve the agreement for road purposes and temporary construction, permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction between Brandy Weibel and Taney County.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Motion carries.
That's all of them.
That's it. Court orders.
Good morning. This morning I've only got one court order. It's abatement number 203650. It's an erroneous assessment. It appears to be a condo. Maybe Mr. Pendle can shed more light on this one.
Sure. Thank you for your time. This is why I came in, I guess it was Friday, and visited with me about this request and explained, correct me if I get wrong, that for two reasons she wasn't in favor. One, he received a condo letter according to our records. It did go out. And number two, then he also received a bill like at the end of October, 1st of November. So he did have two notices through the county that he had an issue out there that he could have responded to. I still would like to request for this gentleman. I pulled this morning, didn't think of it Friday, Sheila, that I pulled the file, and we have letters going back to 1999, nearly 20 years, of four different folks now that have sent in the letters that this is not a nightly rental, that it's for their own use. In your documents there, you'll see a copy of an email that Mr. Fox sent to me after he talked to me on the phone. which he stated he didn't get the letter. He is a new owner as of August 2016. And in that letter, he said he moved in April of 2017. I guess comment is it's unfortunate that also you have another document there, I believe, that shows the previous history back to 2007, and it appears that this has been a nightly rental probably all the way back to 19, or not a nightly rental, all the way back to 1999. And this gentleman, very possibly from his negligence, we do have folks that wait to the last minute to do things, sometimes after the last minute to do things. Is assessed for commercial value when it's not a commercial property. I'll leave it with that unless you got questions.
I know in the past there's been a lot of times when it was nightly rental, and then somebody buys it, and then it's no longer nightly rental. And so at that time, we've always said, well, they should have seen the taxes at the time, at the closing. And like you just said, this has never, I won't say never, but for quite a while, it's not been a nightly rental. So he would have seen the tax bill as a commercial tax bill. I mean, as a residential tax
bill.
Correct,
yes,
sir. So I understand the...
Good point, yeah.
That's why this one's different, in my opinion.
It's different because when he paid the bill in 2016, and it was residential then because the owner had...
Right.
The only thing I question is, so he said he didn't get the nightly rental letter that was mailed in April, and he paid the taxes. It's mailed in April of 2017. He paid the taxes March 23, 2017, by credit, so assume it's online. It had a Colorado address. He didn't change it then with your assessor's office. Your increase notice went out to him on May 23rd of 2017, telling him that it would be commercial property and that what the taxes would be.
Right.
That went out on May 23rd, 2017. Then he called your office on June 5th, 2017, after this notice went out to him at the Colorado address where he's at. He called your office on June 5th, 2017 and changed his address after the increased notice went out saying it would be commercial property and that the taxes would be $1,382.04. That's my only question at that time. He would have had time, went to BOE, and the impact notice went out May 23rd. He called June 5th. I wondered why he didn't go to BOE or ask to have it changed to residential at that time.
I can't answer your question. Mm-hmm. I'd actually missed that part that he called in with an address change. That happened as well.
Yeah, that's on.
So I don't know you.
I don't know.
That would give a little lead that maybe we slipped in our office not to question him about that when he changed his address. Of course, address change comes in, if you're familiar, you just change the address and you're busy. You don't look at every little thing in the file. But we could have, if we would have thought and saw it and noticed, we could have asked him about how he was using it at that time.
Mm-hmm. And so maybe he didn't understand the increased notice when it went to him and where it said that your estimated projection for your 2017 taxes will be $1,302.04.
Very possible, yep.
I'll label it Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A dated 1/29/2018.
We have a second for and some discussion.
Is there a way, if is this property, is it allowed to be night rental where it's located at? I don't know that. Is it allowed to be night rental?
Quite certain that it is. Fall Creek and most of those are.
So now, I thought I saw Thousand Hills for some reason.
Was it? I thought it was Fall Creek.
It's Fairways at Thousand Hills.
Okay, my apologies. To my knowledge, it's you can rent this.
Yeah.
I know the developer there has the service of renting folks. Now there's Fairways and Legends and three or four areas out there. And there are even, maybe that was the one I was thinking of, at Fall Creek, there's two buildings that you cannot rent. But my guess is that this one's a rental. We battled that with asking folks, and they said, well, you can't rent that. And we've got sent out letters to get documents. We got documents and we get back and forth on it.
So then living there for a year and a half, he would know that there are nightly rentals there, possibly.
I would think so, yeah. Okay.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Nay.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you very much. You all have a good day.
Oops.
Ms. Wyatt, was that a nay?
Yes.
What's that?
Not an easy one, but it was.
Oh, we couldn't. You voted during the all in favor, so that's why the minutes were asking.
When I voted all in favor.
You voted all in favor, and it confused the minutes.
Oh.
We just wanted to verify what you said.
When he asked for the vote, I said nay. Is that right? Correct me. Tell me what I did wrong.
That's all right. We were just making sure we weren't. Oh. She had a question, so
okay.
I'm just making sure.
Thank you.
Guess we'll recess until 10:30, and we're scheduled for some executive.